AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Dealing with other athletes is quite tough because when you're surrounded by athletes, all they want to talk about is their sport. And I hate it.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from the Ireland camp with Kevin O'Toole explaining how he was contacted about representing the boys in green. Ireland assistant manager John O'Shea on the prospect of a shock win over Portugal. And the Ireland under-17s look to top their group at the World Cup in Qatar. But first today, Kevin O'Toole could get a first taste of international football when Ireland take on Portugal in a must-not-lose World Cup qualifier at the Aviva on Thursday night. The 26-year-old who plays football with New York City FC in MLS was a surprise inclusion in Hamer Halgrimson's squad last week, but the Ireland boss has a lack of options at left back. Ryan Manning is suspended for Thursday. Callum O'Dowda and Robbie Brady are both injured. Born in New York, O'Toole qualifies through his grandfather from Dublin, who moved to the US in 1958. O'Toole played in New York City's 3-1 win over Charlotte at the weekend in the MLS playoffs. He explains how Halgrimson took notice of him.
Yeah, so I mean, my real interest started growing a couple of years ago as I kind of advanced with New York City and became sort of a mainstay starter with the club. And that's when sort of the opportunity kind of, rang a bell, so to speak. And so the discussions really started back in February. I had a conversation over the phone with Hamir. He coached one of my current club teammates, Tavon Gray, at Jamaica previously, and so he contacted Tavon, and Tavon did a nice little service in talking me up to the coach, and from there it was just about finding the right moment, and it couldn't be a bigger moment for it, so yeah, I'm really happy.
O'Toole explained as well how his education helped his football career.
Yeah, so it's not a traditional path, of course. So I did 4 years at school, and I took 1 year off because the football season at school was going to be canceled during COVID. And so to earn that last year of athletic eligibility, I had to take the year off. And so I spent a lot of time training with the New York Red Bulls second division team there. And I was later drafted after that final college season to New York City Football Club, the New York Red Bulls rival club. It's not a traditional path, but I think it allowed me to hone a lot of my attacking skills and, positioned me well for my professional career in America.
According to the global football ranking table, MLS is ranked 10th in between the Brazilian Serie A and the Dutch Eredivisie and 3 places below the English Championship. O'Toole hopes to improve the image of the US top division internationally.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I come in trying to represent the league well, and there's been tremendous growth in the league, especially over the last 5 years since I've been involved. Obviously you mentioned Messi being in Miami. We've played against him a handful of times over the last couple of years, and all the quality they have in their team. And my team just advanced into the quarterfinal against after beating Charlotte, and they've got a lot of boys in that team that played a lot of Premier League minutes. Wilfred Zaha's in that team, Ashley Westwood, Harry Tuffalo, and so the league is growing at a really fast pace. The quality is increasing tremendously, and I think the league is starting to get some more regard internationally as well, and I hope to spotlight that a little bit.
You'd have to go back to 2015 for the last time Ireland had a win against one of Europe's big hitters, when Martin O'Neill's side beat world champions Germany 1-0 at the Aviva Stadium. Shane Long scored a goal that night. Ireland assistant boss John O'Shea, who played in that game, believes this current Irish team have what it takes to pull off a similar result on Thursday.
We listened, this group is more than good enough to get a result like that, without a doubt. And we know we have that confidence and belief in the group, whatever team is selected, whatever squad is selected. That's why we pick these players to play for Ireland. We have that confidence in them, and that's it's that when they get across that line, because listen, this group will have those big results, and there's a chance now on Thursday to get it, and that's what we have to believe. That's what we have to get straight across, and if you do that, the confidence in the whole place, the whole country goes absolutely crazy, and that's what we're craving. That's what everyone is craving, to get it. And if we can, the fans will help us, like Nathan said about, we've got to help the fans as well in our performance, in our duels, winning in our contacts, and how we're forcing like Portugal back on the back foot a lot more in this game when we can. And obviously taking advantage of our scenarios, it'll be our set piece situations, we'll be getting lots more of them, hopefully in this home game, and taking advantage of that as well.
The Ireland under-17s will look to top their World Cup group today. Colin O'Brien's side have already guaranteed a place in the last 32 after wins over Panama and Uzbekistan. Ireland need a point against Paraguay to guarantee top spot. That game gets underway at 1:30, as does the other match in the group between Uzbekistan and Panama. And you can hear all the fallout from that game on Off the Ball this evening from 7 o'clock.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
England boss Thomas Tuchel says there's still plenty of time for players to force their way into his World Cup squad. Ollie Watkins, Miles Lewis-Skelly, Morgan Gibbs-White and Danny Welbeck are among those that didn't make his latest squad for the qualifiers against Serbia and Albania. But Tuchel says it would be stupid of him to rule anybody out.
We have to stay open-minded, because there can always be surprises. Young players can come through, players who are now maybe struggling for minutes can suddenly play an important role in their clubs. And I want to make sure that the door is always open and everyone is on their toes.
Scott Bain says he's excited to be back in the Scotland squad as they aim to qualify for a first World Cup since 1998. The Falkirk goalkeeper is back on the international stage after a six-year absence. He says he'll be pushing just as hard as the rest of his teammates, whether he starts or not.
Huge incentive. I mean, obviously I'm just coming in. The boys that are there have done all the hard work and they'll be willing to push that to the next level as much as they can, and I'll be there to help with whatever my role is going to be while I'm there.
Scotland play Greece away from home on Saturday and then finish with a game at home to Denmark. Liverpool forward Federico Chiesa turned down a call-up to Italy's squad for their qualifiers against Moldova and Norway, according to Italian manager Gennaro Gattuso. The 28-year-old hasn't featured for Italy since his move from Juventus to Liverpool in the summer of 2024. Injuries and a lack of game time have hampered his progress. Chiesa, whose only two starts for Liverpool this season have come in the EFL Cup, was left out of Gattuso's squad for October's qualifiers against Estonia and Israel. At the time, the Italy coach said it was a joint decision made between him and the player, who wanted to be at 100% before making a first return to the international fold in over a year. The Turkish FA has suspended over 1,000 players from its professional leagues as part of an investigation into betting. The TFF says players who have been identified as having a bet on football, including 27 from Turkey's top flight, have been referred to the country's professional football disciplinary board. Beşiktaş issued a statement to say two of their players had been referred to this disciplinary board and they had full faith in the innocence of the pair. Local media reports also suggest that 8 people, including a club chairman, had been arrested by Turkish authorities as part of their investigations. And Norway international Andreas Schlederup says he expects to be convicted for illegally sharing a video. The 21-year-old Benfica winger has revealed he's likely to receive a suspended sentence for making what he describes as a stupid mistake when he was 19 and playing for Danish club Nordjylland. Reports in the Danish media allege that an unnamed footballer had been charged with an offence which concerns possession or sharing of sexual material, which features people under the age of 18. Schlederup's been included in the Norway squad for their qualifiers against Estonia and Italy. Norway manager Ståle Solbakken acknowledged in a press conference this week that Schlederup had done something very stupid, but he knows that very well himself. Norway are on the verge of qualifying for a World Cup for the first time since 1998. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Look, Nothing can make today all right. But maybe we can take some comfort from the brutal reality that the weak must make way for the strong.
Here is Bellingham getting in behind, chopping back. Liam Scales brings him down. That's a penalty.
In the blink of an eye, the whole game changes. Yellow card, red card. England have fallen into a position of strength.
We probably lost our heads at this moment, leading into a second goal and a third goal. And from there, you can see we gave up.
Evolution marches on. The scythe is remorseless.
Laid in towards... Oh, Dallas! Oh, hello! What a debut! Off the bench to score for England. They're 5-0 up and everyone is smiling. Even Roy Keane.
Not everybody knows that is your future son-in-law.
Yeah, it's not done and dusted yet. Things can change very quickly in the Keane house call, let me tell you.
The scythe is remorseless.
5-0 England.
I hope the scythe's remorseless swing can bring some comfort to you.